I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No one really believes that Robert Francis, who calls himself Beto O'Rourke, is going to get the Democrat nomination for the U.S. presidency. But what is particularly unfortunate is that the mainstream media covers his candidacy with a less than critical point of view. Because if they did report on some of the unbelievable things he has said and done, he would be nothing but a postscript in this political race. Now let's take a look at the latest thing he said and where he said it. People come to America not only as an escape, but also as an opportunity for themselves and their family. They come from Africa, Central and South America, Europe, Asia, and from every corner of the globe. They're filled with hope and often fervor to contribute to the new home. So why would anyone try to dash their hopes? Why would anyone try to drown their dreams? This is why O'Rourke's recent comments are so perplexing. O'Rourke recently met with immigrants and refugees in a Nashville, Tennessee roundtable. At this meeting, O'Rourke said, quote, "This country was founded on white supremacy, and every single institution and structure that we have in this country still reflects the legacy of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow and suppression, even in our democracy," end of quote. He said this to people who fled a land that lacked an opportunity, hope, and fairness. He said this to people who sought out these and other opportunities in the land of the free and the home of the brave. For trying to quash their beliefs in the American dream, shame on him. This country was not founded on white supremacy. It did include slavery that we abolished and a subsequent legacy that we have sought to correct with civil rights laws and actions. How dare he use his candidacy to trash the very country he claims he wants to lead? He says, quote, "This country still reflects the legacy of slavery and segregation and Jim Crow and suppression, even in our democracy," end of quote. Wrong, oh how ungrateful one. Not only do we not have slavery or forced segregation and Jim Crow suppression, we have laws that specifically outlaw these discriminatory efforts. For whatever segregation exists in this country, it is on a voluntary or preferred basis. Various communities consist of people who prefer to live with those of a shared ethnicity, race, or religion. That is choice, not forced segregation. There has never been a greater black middle class or more black Americans who have wealth that places them in the so-called upper class. Now, regardless of the circumstances that surround the shooting of a black person in America, there are instant calls for investigations and charges that police are quick to shoot people of color. Police are the ones who are put in an immediate defensive position. O'Rourke also claimed that Donald Trump and his administration uses ICE raids to instill fear and to break up families. He said this kind of behavior has even happened under the leadership of Democrat presidents. So his campaign style is to instill fear and distrust in the hearts and minds of those who have just become citizens of the country they chose as a refuge and a great sense of hope. He offers them not a welcome, but trepidation. It's as if he asks them, "Why did you choose to come to this country?" Robert Francis O'Rourke is a disgrace to everything in this country, and the sooner that he exits the presidential race, the better off we'll all be. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.